permanent representatives to FAU, distinguished guests, Maria Elena, Eduardo, it's a pleasure to welcome you all to FAU to celebrate the International Day of Forests. In 2014, we are doing this in the context of the International Year of Family Farming. Forest people are part of this group of family farmers also, among pastoralists and artisan fishers. They represented hundreds of millions of families that play a key role in guaranteeing food security in many countries. In many cases, they are also directly responsible for the sustainable management of forests and natural resources. But at the same time, they are among the world's most food insecure people. This means this meeting is an opportunity to expand the dialogue on what we need to do to support them and strengthen sustainable forest management. We need this because forests play a central role in maintaining global climate equilibrium, protecting soils, regulating the water cycle, preserving biodiversity, and providing livelihoods and food for over 1 billion people in the world. Forests cover one-third of the global's land area and are home of over 80% of the total biodiversity. Three-quarters of the fresh water used for household, agriculture, and industrial needs provided through forest watersheds. Over two-thirds of the global population relies on medicines derived from forests as their primary form of healthcare. These are just a few examples of the importance of forests in our lives. It is our responsibility to use them sustainably. And we need to do this because there are over 1 billion forest people worldwide whose livelihoods depend on forests. They need to have the tools and support to use the managed forest in a sustainable way. When this does not happen, they are forced to engage in activities that promote undesirable outcomes such as the degradation or even destruction of forests. It's up to us to offer viable alternatives, improve the governance from the local to the global level must underpin our attempts at sustainable forest management. And we can see the benefits when we support them. The adoption of sound policies are helping to reduce land degradation and deforestation and improve the health of forests in countries like Ecuador, Vietnam, Zambia, and many others. Forest restoration and tree planting have significantly helped to reduce the net loss of forest area, especially in Asia. By acting this way, we can use forests now and at the same time preserve them for future generations. That is central to sustainable development. This is an approach that is central to the revised strategic framework of FAO. Forest-related issues have gained visibility and momentum in the international dialogues. It is encouraging that sustainable forest management and the livelihoods of forest people are among the issues of the post-15 development agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, experience has taught us that the foundation of solid policy decision-making and inclusive and conclusive public debates is sound information. This is why FAO is using this year of the International Day of Forests to ask how we can improve the availability of information on the state of forests at all levels, national, regional, and globally. FAO has a long tradition and expertise in forest inventories a national forest monitoring and assessment system. This is a data gathering process that has been strongly propelled by Red Plus and the need to monitor forest-related carbon stocks. As you know, forests retain as much carbon as the entire atmosphere. So the way we lose, manage, or restore them has serious implications for the decline, for the climate, for the millions of people who rely on forests for their livelihoods, and ultimately for every citizen in this planet. We also need reliable data to understand where and how deforestation is happening so that we can take the necessary step to stop it. Many countries are taking measures to improve their forest monitoring system. FAO is honored to be part of these efforts. FAO, the governments of Brazil, and the countries of Congo Basin are finalizing an innovative project to assist 10 member countries in Central Africa, Forest Commission, the COMIFAC, to improve the monitoring of their forest cover. That's the second tropical basin most important. In fact, that's what brings to Rome one of our guests, Mr. Guilherme Lacerda, from the Brazilian Development Bank. I didn't saw him. Yeah? Oh, he's on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing, let me invite you to the two events on the forest calendar this year. First one, the FAO Committee on Forestry meeting that starts on June 23 here in headquarters. And the fourth World Forest Congress that begins on September 7 in Durban, South Africa. I hope you enjoy today's presentation and discussion on the new ways of monitoring and managing forests. Thank you for the attention.